This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago. Lucas, U.S. dairy prices remain strong as exports of cheese and butter are keeping stocks manageable. The unknown is demand ahead and the Trump on-again, off-again tariffs. What is Rabobank's view on all this?
Last week, we had a lot of information to piece together, both on that supply and demand side, as you mentioned, Lee. 2 weeks ago, right before the holiday weekend, we got that cold storage report that showed us that cheese and butter stocks are still at quite manageable levels. Cheese stocks have been below prior year levels for several months now, and butter showing a smaller than anticipated increase in April, largely, I think, due to both really strong exports in recent months and that late Easter. We did see a bullish price response in cheese and butter last week in response to that cold storage report. But at Rabo Research, we would caution that there is some cloudiness on the horizon as the tariff and trade policy continues to evolve. The good news, of course, so far, we've seen limited escalation with Mexico. Product continues to flow freely there. The U.S. has some of the cheapest butter in the world, which is positive for those exports. And we've seen a reprieve in the relationship with China. But anything is possible on the horizon. The U.S.-China tariff freeze, I should say, is only for 90 days, so we could see further escalation there. I think at the end of the day, lots of volatility continued to be expected on the trade and tariff front, which could cloud exports moving forward.
What do you see as the biggest concern? In worst case scenario, best case scenario?
I think worst case continues to be any escalation with trade with Mexico, but I think it is in the best interest of both countries to make sure that we do not see that escalate due to the food that flows both way across that U.S.-Mexican border. I think any further escalation with China, there's a lot of downside there for our whey protein, permeate, and lactose exports.
And what do you see ahead in milk prices? How high will the Class 3 price get to?
I think, again, we saw some bullishness last week, very welcome for dairy farmers, especially who are still probably profitable due to lower feed costs this year. I don't see a significantly much more upside in cheese and that Class 3 market due to higher cheese supplies expected in the coming weeks, but thankfully, cheese exports have remained strong, at least through the first quarter of this year, which has been supportive to those prices.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Our grandson Jackson used to always ask, "Grandpa, what can we do that is fun?" That is a wonderful thing because having fun is a foundational thing for childhood learning. Our lives tend to get busier as we get older, but having fun is just as important for adults.
So, what is fun? That is a hard question to answer because every person may have a different idea of what is fun. The great part about that is that there is virtually no limit to the options.
Consider making a list of what some fun things might look like to you. Ask your spouse to also make a list of fun ideas. And why not include the rest of the family in this fun-filled task?
Is it okay to have fun at work? People are attracted to fun and are eager to work with people and businesses who know how to incorporate having fun in appropriate ways. Life is short. Being intentional about adding some fun can bring miracles to your life.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com. Join us tomorrow on our PDP Producer Tuesday with Ben Buckner, Dairy and Grain Analyst with Ag Resource, on our Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.